Greetings, my beloveds. I am Yeshua, great being of the heart. I come to you tonight to share my heart blessing with you, to share whatever gifts of wisdom, guidance, direction I can offer in opening your heart, in following the path of love, which is the path for all beings. This is a time of great transformation, as many of you are aware, as many speak about, and it is so. And yet the great process is never changing. It is eternal. It is the one of following your heart, of opening to love. And at this time, the energy is getting intensified for doing that. There is great support for doing that. And so it is a time of opportunity for you to grow in your ability to love, to open to love. At the same time, because of the intensified energy, it is at times, and for some of you, more challenging to stay focused on your path. It is a testing time as it is a blessing time. And so it is a time of using your strength, of calling upon your strength that you have developed, and of nurturing yourself to be strong, of continuing to do the things that strengthen you. Strengthen your heart. Strengthen you in living from the heart, in being heart-centered, heart-based. And that is what I always am supporting you in. That is my great call, my great passion, is to live as love, to love yourself, to love each other. And truly, there are things that help you with this. To drop judgment is one of them. It is a serious thing, because judging is a tremendous barrier, a tremendous block to love. And it hurts the one who judges the very most. It is an act of separation. And it does not make any difference if you are judging yourself or if you are judging another. It is one of the primal acts of fear, is to judge. And so if you find yourself judging, if you notice that you are judging, return to your heart. Return to love. And love yourself in that moment. What is it in you that is in pain, that is causing you to judge? Before you even think about the other person, look towards yourself. What is it in you that needs love in that moment, that would fill you with love, so that your love would expand out naturally to others? What is it in you that is in pain, that is hurting? And give love to that. If you are in fear, give love to your fear. Not to tell it's wrong, not to change it to the opposite, to truly love it. Love your fear, just like you would love a little child who was in fear. You wouldn't lecture the child. You wouldn't tell the child that they really should get it together and stop being in fear. That's not what this world is about. You would love the child. You would radiate your love to the child, and that would outshine the fear. That is what you are to do. Always start with yourself, whatever it is. Love yourself fully. And then let that outshine whatever is in you that is less than love. Let that outshine whatever is around you, all of your relations. It is a process of becoming brighter and brighter, shining and shining. But it comes from your love. not from shoulds, not from telling yourself that this is the spiritual, the superior way to being. It is from love. Love all the parts of yourself. And if you are not in love, it is simply a sign. It is simply calling to you that there is something that is afraid or hurt. It always boils down to those two things, hurt and fear. And just as you would with a child, love yourself. Love the part of yourself that is hurt. Love the part of yourself that is in fear. And let that grow and shine stronger and stronger. And then it will be natural to love others because you are loving yourself. And through that love, your light of love has become so strong, it naturally spreads to others. That is the process. It always begins with you. And it is so simple. It does not require complexity. Your minds tend to be filled with such complexity, but love is a great simplicity. Your mind can support love, but the complexity of your mind often overshadows your love, and this is when you forget the beauty, the naturalness, the greatness of your love. So let your love be the center, be rooted, be connected, be grounded in love, and then use your mind as a support for that, to help you, but not to dominate, not to rule. Let your mind lead. Let your heart lead. Excuse me. Let your heart lead. And that will be your great joy. It may lead you in a very different direction than you have chosen with your mind. Trust it. It will not lead you astray. It will lead you to your joy, to your greatness. It will lead you in love. And it will lead you to God. And this is the power that can transform your world. Your world is created through love, first and foremost. It is the greatest power there is. And as you love more and more, your world will become a reflection of that. And that is part of the great power of this time. There is opening for so much love and for so much change on the basis of that love. And so many people, so many of you are ripe. You are ready and you can trust it. Allow the process. It may be disorienting. That is all right. It may be scary. Love the part of yourself that is in fear. If it is too fast, ask if you can slow down, if you can take it in your time to integrate. And take time to enjoy. As you grow in love more and more, as love becomes more and more who you are, your joy will grow. And enjoy means you will be in the joy. You will experience the joy that will be your process. And that will be what will be characterizing you and your life. Allow it. That is a sign of your transformation. You're evolving into a greater state of consciousness, a higher state. If it is not always the case for you, do not be concerned. There is purification for some, for many, at different times. That is a gift and a blessing. When the purification is complete, you will experience more of the joy. More and more you will learn that it doesn't matter whether you are in the purification or in the joy. It is all a process of love. It is all a process of the manifestation of light. And it is all a process of growing your heart. Pain grows your heart in this dimension. And as your heart grows and expands, eventually you will not need the pain to be growing in that way. But if that is what is manifesting, allow the process. It is a natural, growthful process and will lead you to your higher self, your greater self, your multidimensional self that is growing into higher and higher dimensions. And you can trust that process. It is of the heart. And you know it when you experience it because you feel your heart. You feel the aliveness of your heart, the joy of your heart, the life of your heart. And that is what you can trust. That is what will guide you. It is a path of the heart. And the more you live it, the more you grow in it, the clearer it becomes. The more you are strengthened in it, the more you can hold the space for others to follow the same path, support others. And this is a marvelous time as more and more people are joining in this path. And the path itself is becoming stronger, more attractive, easier because of the numbers of people who are turning, who are choosing, who are walking, who are opening, who are following this path of the heart. All of you bless one another every time you make a choice to be with your heart, to love, to follow this path. And so you are all supported and supporting each other. This is part of the time that has been called the unity time. And it is a way that, yes, everyone more so than ever is supporting each other. You are empowering yourselves and empowering others. More and more, you do not need the gurus, the leaders, the teachers to be telling you how to go, what the path is, how to connect with the divine. You are finding your own way as everyone is finding their own way and all are supporting each other. And yes, you can be helped by teachers, you can be helped by guidance, by wisdom, if that is what your higher guidance supports you to and tells you that this is for you, that this is helpful for you. If not, let it flow by. It was someone else's path, not your own. And now I ask, does anyone have questions for me? A question that you would like to hear me respond to? I would like to respond. You may ask your question at this time.
Thank you, Ishwaya, for being with us. This is a true blessing. I'd like to know if you have any messages for me.
You are following your guidance and it is leading you correctly. Your heart is open and you are supporting others in their heart being open. You help them with the physical, navigating the physical and making the bridge between the physical and love of the heart. And that is a most valuable practice. And you help them because you are very balanced in bringing the blessings of the Mother God and the Father God. You are open in your mind and your heart, and they are integrated. And that helps others, for that is a great deal of the work being done right now. The integration of the divine masculine and the divine feminine within each person. The strengthening, the healing, the embrace, the love between the masculine and the feminine. And because you are balanced within yourself, you are not at war, you are open and you are loving between those parts of yourself. It is a great gift that you offer to others. You can help them, and you help them mostly by your demonstration and by the guidance on the physical. This is very good work. Thank you for your work.
Thank you. Yes, well, I'd like to ask, in this time of chaos, there's a tendency for the heart to want to impose order on the chaos. And it seems that sometimes that's appropriate in others. It's more appropriate to let go and go with the flow. And it's my experience that the heart sometimes wants to hang on to things whose time has passed. And how are we to know? How do we discern?
There is joy in your heart when you are connected to your path. Even if there is a kind of pain, there is a joy in that pain, because it is truly the pain of connection to God. And so there is a discernment that is important to learn of what that joy is of connection to God at your heart. And when you are wondering, is this the correct thing for me? Should I be continuing this or should I be letting go? Learn to read your heart. If you are in joy, then this is correct for you. If you are not, it is time for change. And as I say, it is not the same thing as never being in pain. But you can feel if that pain is connected to the depth of connection to God, that fundamental core love and joy, even as there may be pain in the midst of that. And so that is how you guide yourself. And there are practical things to be done at the physical that support this. Sometimes the unclarity is because there is not enough grounding in the physical. You may need particular healing support, or it may be very practical things, getting enough rest, eating healthy foods that don't have chemicals, that are grown in healthy, loving conditions, drinking pure water that is good for you, taking baths, all these kinds of things, walking on the earth, connecting your feet with the earth, even your bare feet if you're able. These can be very good things. Breathing deeply, having yourself grounded, even creating grounding in your life. For example, having form in your life every morning, getting up and doing some kind of devotional practice, meditation practice, connecting with spirit. That can, and doing it again before you go to bed, that can be very grounding. Every time you take food, taking time to breathe, to connect with spirit, all these ways can support you. Call on your strength, whatever it is, be it physical strength, emotional strength, spiritual strength especially. Ask your guides for help. If you are not sure, ask for clarity. Ask for it to be clarified for you. It may not happen immediately. Be patient. You will know. And you will be directed. Are there other questions? Know that the greatest gift always is your connection to Father, Mother, God, to Supreme Creator. And there is no barrier. There is no limit to that, ever. That is always available to you. It is simply your choice to remember, your choice to turn, your choice to rest in your heart in that embrace, your choice to do the things in your life that support that. God never leaves anyone. God is always here, always with you. You are God, in God, as God. This is the greatest joy. This is the greatest purpose. No matter what your circumstance, no matter how blissful, no matter how painful, no matter how easy, no matter how difficult, no matter how clear, no matter how confusing, all that is secondary if you remember. You are always with God. There is no separation. And in whatever way you experience that, be in God, with God, as God. I love you as God, as myself. And I offer you all my blessings. So be it. And so it is.